You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Week 6, college football. Week 5, NFL. Time for picks. Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on this Total Request Thursday. All right, Nolan, let's get a standings update before we start making wrong decisions here.
Vinny's still well out in front here. 71 correct picks for him. I'm in second place at 65 correct picks. And Bob the Caboose, 63. The red caboose.
Yeah, I don't want to have a temper tantrum or anything, but I had a horrible, horrible week last week. But let's get her rolling there, Nolan.
Start with the local game. Maryland hosting Washington, measuring stick game for the Terps. The Washington getting the credit here as far as Vegas is concerned. 6.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, what was Wisconsin 2 weeks ago? They were a big favorite over the Terps, too.
It was like 9.
Yeah. This is a different athletic group. Much more speed and stuff from Washington than Maryland's faced. I hope the Terps win, but I'm going to take Washington.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I can't do it yet. I mean, this Maryland team has shown me something that I didn't think they would to this point in the season. I have to give them their just due for that. I just don't see this one. I'll go Washington.
Well, like I did with the Wisconsin game. Screw that 9-point spread. I'm going Terps. I'm going Maryland again. Now, if it's 14-0 Washington and in the first quarter, things could get interesting here. But I'm going to give the old hometown team the benefit of the doubt.
Vanderbilt taking on Alabama. Crimson Tide are 10.5-point favorites in this one, although Vandy did upset them just last year. Carried the goalposts down into the river.
That's right.
And Vandy's undefeated. Game day's there. I think Alabama blows them out this time.
Yeah. Alabama, or Vandy hasn't been undefeated 5-0 since like 1920 or something crazy like that.
Even Nick Saban wanted to give them their just due. I saw that earlier this week or over the weekend. But, yeah, I'll go with the Tide.
Yeah, let's go Alabama.
Miami versus Florida State. Miami, the Hurricanes here, favored by 3.5.
Yeah, it's at Florida State. Florida State coming off after a loss at Virginia. I think Florida State bounces back. Home crowd and all that. I'm going to take Florida State.
I'll go Hurricanes here. I'll go Miami.
Yeah, I'm going upset alert based on the spread. I'm taking Florida State. Getting 4.5 at home, won't we, Vinny?
This spread a little more wide. Texas Tech versus Houston. Texas Tech favored by 10.5 here.
Both are undefeated. It's at Houston. I'll take Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Houston. Tear down some goalposts and storm the field at 4-0.
No upset, yeah.
Pretty hefty line at home.
No upset for me. I'll go Texas Tech. This one. Matchup of premier coaches, although the teams... maybe not so much. Clemson versus North Carolina. Clemson, 14.5 is the spread in their favor.
Wow. Wow. What has Belichick got in store for Odabo? I'm going to take Clemson.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to no reason to pick against them here.
Yeah, let's not overthink
it. Both are 1-3, right?
Yeah, but Clemson's going to be 2-3 and probably an angry one at that.
And lastly here for college, Texas versus Florida. Texas, 6.5-point favorite as the road team.
Florida's beat up. I'm going to take Texas.
Yeah, it's just something's not right about Arch Manning here. I'm going to go Florida.
Yeah, maybe those glasses he's pimping aren't clear enough, but I'm going to take Texas to win on the road.
Over to the NFL. We got another early game on Sunday, 9:30 kickoff here in London. Vikings taking on Cleveland. New quarterback for Cleveland. Big spot for Dylan Gabriel. But I do think Minnesota gets the win here. They've been adjusted. They've been overseas. They were overseas last week. Their bodies are all in sync. Cleveland a little more out of whack.
See, and I think Aaron Rodgers handled that defense beautifully, getting the ball out so quick and everything. And he's got, 20 years of experience? Dylan Gabriel's first game, Minnesota.
It's going to be an interesting game. But I don't know, man. Judkins looks like he's a keeper. Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing, Nolan? I'm away from you.
I picked Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
I'm going to go, I'll take the Vikings.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, I'm not enthused with either team.
Right? Here's the one we need to hear from you on, because you're the only one that's been daring enough to take the Dolphins this year. They're taking on Carolina, and they're favored. Although it's a pick 'em, a 1.5-point spread in favor of the Dolphins as the road team.
I'm going Carolina. Carolina's good at home. They suck on the road. You know, they spanked Atlanta at home 30-0. Then they go get spanked at New England. No Tyreek Hill. I'm taking Carolina.
Yeah, I'll leave the Dolphins to Bob. I'll go Panthers.
I'm going to Miami. No Tyreek Hill, but waddle, waddle, waddle. Darren Waller and HN. Let's go Dolphins.
Vegas Raiders taking on the Colts. Indianapolis favored by 6.5 at home.
Indy's good at home. Indy.
Yeah, they'll get that bounce back.
Yeah, Indy with Geno Smith, couple of picks.
Stinker in this one here. Giants in New Orleans. It is in New Orleans. Somebody has to win, I guess. We could have another tie. 1.5 points in favor of New Orleans.
Yeah, and I had a hard time with these next couple games. I'm going to take New Orleans because they're at home.
I'm going to go Gents, Dart.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, but Dart showed a little something there. Yeah. Better than I thought he
no
would.
No receiver.
No, no. But hey, Scataboo, our boy.
Oh, Scataboo.
Just give it to him.
Yep.
Cowboys and Jets. Looking for the spread here on this one. I had it.
Two and a half,
yes, in favor of Dallas.
Dallas's offense looks good. I'll take the Cowboys on the road.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm taking the Jets. It just feels like, just feels right.
I mean, Justin Fields hasn't been bad. They did lose the running back, Braylon.
Allen?
Yeah, Braylon Allen, big knee injury there. I'm going to go Jets. I'm with you, Nolan. I want to see Jerry Jones' face get a little more wrinkled. Well, he'll just get it operated on.
Yeah.
All right, Broncos traveling to take on the Eagles here. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorites at home. Could be a defensive slugfest. I think the Eagles win again, even if it is ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles too, but they haven't been playing great, and they're going to lose here eventually. I'll stick with Eagles. If it was in Denver, I'd take Denver.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this one's going to be fast and easy.
Arizona.
Titans versus Cardinals.
I watched the film. Arizona sucks.
Yep.
Tennessee sucks.
Right.
Yeah, but is Otis Anderson running the ball for the Cardinals? They got no running backs left. But yes, we'll go Cardinals.
Yeah, they're favored by 7.5 at home. Buccaneers and Seahawks. This one, Seattle favored by 3.5 at home. But I'm going to say Tampa Bay goes on the road and gets this one.
I'm going with Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald's defense playing good. Kenneth Walker's running the ball. Sam Darnold looks comfortable. Seattle.
I'm going to go Tampa. I'm with Nolan. I think old Baker gets it done in this game.
Be another easy one here. Lions traveling to take on the Bengals, but they are 10.5-point road favorites.
Lions.
Mm-hmm. Bob, not getting crazy?
Yeah. Give me the Bengals, man. What's the matter? No, Lions.
All right. Be careful. I could lock it in fast.
No, lock it in. Is that your final answer? No.
Commanders and Chargers here. Chargers 2.5-point favorites at home.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I like Chargers defense. You know, Washington, no McLaurin. Jaden Daniels is back. I don't know if this is the game he wants to be back for. I'll take Chargers coming off of that bad loss to the Giants, too.
Yeah, I'll go L.A.
Yeah, make it L.A.
And let's see, Sunday Night Football division matchup. Patriots traveling to take on the Bills. Another what appears to be easy matchup in the Bills' schedule. They are 7.5-point favorites at home. I think New England could cover, but I can't pick against the Bills.
I'm right there with you. I think it's going to be closer than the experts think, and I'll take the Bills because you know what? Josh Allen just does just enough to figure out how to win it.
Yeah, give me the AFC Player of the Month, James Cook, and the Buffalo Bills.
And lastly here, Baltimore hosting Houston. Although the Ravens, a rare home underdog, 2.5 points in favor of Houston. I'm going low scoring, I'm going ugly, and I'm going ugly score against the Ravens. Texans win this one 17-13. I just didn't see enough out of Cooper Rush in the preseason. I mean, look, he doesn't have to be Lamar. He doesn't even have to be close to Lamar. But he was god-awful in the preseason. Better weapons around him, but I'm just not convinced in this defense. Look, even if they give up 17 here, it'd be better than what they've done the past couple weeks, but they're not going to get the stop when it matters most. I don't trust them to get after Stroud. I don't trust them to get turnovers. Texans win.
All right, I'm taking the Ravens 24-20. I believe Harb's getting them back this week, and Travis Jones will be back. Van Noy will be back. That'll help. They just got to get after, just be aggressive, man. And you know that. I can't wait to hear Monken today. You know they're going to run the hell out of the ball. I'm taking the Ravens. I think Cooper Rush is going to make some plays. And we're going to have over 100 yak yards too, Bob. And Mike Green's going to have a sack.
Oh, I'm going to go Ravens 19-17 with the Looper kicking the game-winning field goal. Ooh. His first. Are we not picking tonight's game, San Francisco and L.A.?
I completely forgot what day of the week it was. 49ers and Rams. Good call. Good call.
Rams.
Let's see.
Rams.
Oh, yeah. Niners way too beat up. Yeah.
We'll come back. Mike Harmon, Real and Fantasy Football with him. Inside access to two after a fun house trip here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.